grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us this morning comes from the Gospel of John in the 4th chapter, beginning again at verse 14. Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Why did she go to the well when she did? Back in the pre-electric age, it was customary, back in ancient times, for women to go out early in the morning when the temperatures were milder, made it easier to carry home these heavy jugs of water. And at the well, women would typically gather together and share the news that they had heard. Some might even call it gossip. Some have suggested she went to the well when she did because she may have wanted to avoid that gathering. Perhaps she was keeping the rumor mill in business and didn't want to hear what they were saying. That's speculation, though. Obtaining water is the reason the woman thought she was heading to the watering hole that day. But there was another reason she was being drawn there. Now, if the woman was shocked to see Jesus sitting there, she had to have been stupefied when he broke tradition and actually requested a drink of water from the unclean cup of an unclean woman. After a brief exchange, Jesus told the woman that he was the water of life, and if she drank from the water which he had, she would never be thirsty again. Now, any normal woman would have thought herself blessed if she could skip going to the well from now on, but to this woman who didn't want to be seen by those who judged her, Jesus' claim sounded just too good to be true. Understandably, she said, "Sir, I would like some of that water. That way I won't get thirsty and I don't have to come back here." Jesus, having the woman's full attention at this point, asks if he might visit with her husband. That struck a nerve. The woman, who had up until now shown an eagerness to converse with this Jewish stranger, very simply replied, "I have no husband." Hearing her reply, Jesus lets her in on a secret. He is God's sinless Son who knew far more about her than she ever imagined. His comment, very loosely paraphrased, would sound something like this: "Boy, you are right on that one. You don't have a husband. Well, actually, by God's count, you've had 5. And lest you think you're getting away with anything, the man you're with right now, he's not your husband, is he?" Knowing that something unusual was happening, the woman did what most people would try to do in her shoes, and that is change the subject. She tried, but Jesus wouldn't let her. Instead, he said, "Look, if a person is going to be saved, it's because he or she worships the true God. If a person is going to be saved, it's not going to be because they go to the right building or have the right traditions. If a person is going to be saved, it's because they have faith in their hearts, and not just faith in anything, but faith in the right thing." And it was just about then that Jesus' disciples showed up. They didn't say anything, but this time of private interaction between the two came to an end. And the disciples had to have wondered among themselves why Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman, of all things. And the Samaritan woman, in her conviction that she had just met the Messiah, went back to town to tell the rest of the city what had happened to her. And it's right here at this point that we stop. Jesus kept this divine appointment with the Samaritan woman at the well. And today, Jesus is keeping an appointment with you, just like he did with her. Would you like to know what's going to happen at this appointment? First, Jesus wants you to realize he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Remember what he did with that Samaritan woman? He surprised her by revealing his complete and thorough knowledge of her and her life. He knew why she had come at midday. He knew the Jews hated her because she was a Samaritan. Her own people had their doubts too because of the way that she had lived their life. Well, Jesus does the same with each of us. Jesus knows you. He knows those private sins which you've spent so much time guarding from others. He knows the things of which you are ashamed, the things you desperately hope never see the light of day. I know you've tried to change, but you can't. That's why Jesus is keeping this appointment with you. He wants you to know that it doesn't have to be this way. He wants to tell you, as he told the Samaritan woman, that from this moment on, your life can be changed. He can change it and give you a whole new direction. He's promised that if you want this new direction, your sins, the worst, the wildest, the weirdest sins that you've ever done, can be forgiven. Today, Jesus is keeping an appointment with you. He wants you to know that he has a love for you so deep that he would rather die than let you pay for your sins. He knows you. He knows exactly what you need. He knows you need to step down from the throne of your life and let him be Lord. He knows you need to disown your sins and let him be Savior. He's kept his appointment with you. So what's next? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you come to us today through your word and your sacraments, and you come knowing everything there is to know about us, and you do not turn away. Instead, you reach out, you confront us, you confront our sins, yet you reach out to us with words of mercy and forgiveness and grace. You promise to give to us all that we need in order for us to enjoy a relationship with you. And like the Samaritan woman, having had this experience, having been a part of this appointment with you, what else can we do but tell everyone we know what we have seen and heard? Your goodness is overwhelming, Jesus. Put it in our hearts and on our lips. In your name we ask it. Amen.